6-woman tag team special attraction match, and of course, the finale of Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane. Welcome to the Mae Young Classic Finale After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, we made it, y'all.
There it is.
No, you didn't.
It was a fail.
Did a quick dab. We did it. Welcome. Welcome to part 3 of 3, the end of this journey. AfterBuzz TV's Mae Young Classic Finale After Show.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's only 3. We were going through the desert or something. She's like,
no,
hallelujah.
An experience. That's what I'm talking about. This entire competition, this tourney was a journey for me, and I was all about it. And I wasn't the only one. Mm-hmm. And welcome. This is our all-female panel for the Mae Young Classic After Show. So we have Anissa Barr. She's a social media for X-Pac 12360.
Yes. And if you were at Bar Wrestling last Thursday, I was excited that I was able to meet you guys. Glad that everybody signed up for our newsletter. Also, something I like to say is next week I'm going to be on the panel for Total Bellas. So I'll be there. And little new changes going on in my social media life. But you can follow me at Anissa Barr on Twitter.
Okay, next to her, we have the woman, the warrior, TMZ, AfterBuzz TV, TK Trinidad.
Oh, wow. What's that? Hey, guys, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Also, for the hurricane and the disaster relief stuff that's happening throughout the world, the earthquake that happened in Mexico, etc., you can go to redcross.org/hurricane relief to donate there. So just in case you're feeling kind of helpless, humans helping humans, just donate some money or clothing, all that good stuff.
And right next to me, the lady to the left, the dab extraordinaire, Denise Salcedo, also from X-Pac 12360.
Live chat said no dabbing.
Dabby Denise there. Oh, my God. I'm going to be known as a dabber now. Lovely.
It's anyway, okay. TJ Perkins does it.
It's okay to dab a little bit. Just a little bit of dab.
If you guys want to torture me on social media about my dab that I'm now regretting, go ahead and follow me on Twitter or on Instagram at _DeniseSalcedo.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, and I don't know why you're just joining us now, but hey, welcome to the party. So it's part 3 of 3. We covered, part 1 was episodes 1 through 4, and that was round 1 of the Mae Young Classic, which is 13 countries, 32 women, one winner to rule them all. Mm-hmm. And then our next series was round 2, and that was episodes 5 and 6. And then we also covered 7, the quarterfinals, and 8, the semifinals. Go back and watch that. But right now, what you're watching is the finale, the final.
We've talked about so many matches the last two weeks. It's honestly, I am just so shocked by how fast this all went. Like, does anybody else feel like it just came? We were so hyped, and now it's here and it's happened.
Yeah, and I think it's because we've talked about it for so long because they did do it earlier in the summer at Full Sail, which I go to Full Sail online, so that is cool. But and we got amazing women that we were able to witness. Some people know who they were because of their background of being in the independent circus. Mm-hmm. Some people, we saw some fresh faces that are new to the WWE that's only been under contract with them for a year. So it's really cool that we're able to see different faces, different styles, and different types of women.
Yes, like Jessie Gabert, which I've been saying from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I am so happy that she's also a fan favorite because the fans are smart. They're smart people.
Sign Jessie.
Yes, but starting off, we're going to cover, it was like kind of a small, special that happened right before the actual finale itself. So it's a 6-woman tag team match. It's Marty Bell who's representing, I channeled a little Teddy Long there. I was like, oh.
So can I call you Fun Mom?
Oh, no. No, you can call me Fun Sis. Okay. You can call me Fun Sis or Fun Aunt. Okay. Fun Sis. Okay. You can call me Fun Sis.
I'm so
okay. On you got Raw After Show, they call Johnny Fun Dad, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be there.
Whenever there's an epic tag team match.
We got Teddy Long.
Holla playa, holla holla.
But yes, we had Marty Bell representing the Dominican Republic. Sarah Logan, she was Kentucky Strong. Mm-hmm. And Santana Garrett, you know her as the Wonder Woman of Wonder Woman of the Mae Young Classic. And they were going up against Tessa Blanchard, daughter of Tully Blanchard, Jazzy Gabert, fan favorite. She's amazing, representing Germany. And Kaylee Ray, representing Scotland. Now, I mean, obviously, this was faces versus heels. I enjoyed this little special attraction match. I mean, and also for our commentators, we had Hall of Famer Beth Phoenix.
Yes.
We had Tom Phillips and Nigel McGuinness. So I thought that was nice. Mm-hmm. You know, trot this out for this particular. Mm-hmm. So the actual match itself, I mean, I felt like these women showcased themselves well. Yeah. Very well. I was impressed with the amount of spirit mm-hmm. and the sellability that Marty Bell had. And mm-hmm. I enjoyed that in this match. And then, of course, I love how the crowd was all about Jazzy. Of course. All about Jazzy.
Yes.
She was slinging people around like sacks of potatoes. Epic slams from this woman.
Yes. And I liked how they mentioned Jazzy is kind of represents the way Beth Phoenix does with that strong and powerful. And Beth kind of like was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I do like Jazzy. Sign her. But also, I really want Tessa Blanchard to be signed.
Oh, well, I think that goes without saying.
Like,
I mean, still, maybe my first or my second favorite match is her versus Kairi Sane in this particular one. So, yeah. What did you think about the six-woman tag team match that we had?
I'm still hung up on Santana Garrett, man. anyways, but honestly, what I liked about this is that we got to see the women do something different in terms of, like, you know, during the tournament, we were seeing them one-on-one. But now, you know, we had six-woman tag match, which was great. It was fun to see them, you know, do something different and have them, like, a special attraction. I was actually hoping we got to see more of that in the finale. I wasn't expecting for the finals match to be the only match.
Yeah.
So I think I would have liked to see a little bit more of this, actually.
Mm-hmm. I do wish we got to be able to see the rest of the women that were competing in the Mae Young Classic in a different match, another 3-on-3 or maybe a 4-on-4. A handicap match, a ladder match, anything.
Ooh, like, I like your thinking.
You know, I like to see all of them compete. And hey, we got what we saw, and they kicked ass.
Yeah, or a ladders. Let's just do ladders.
Sure.
I'm still
waiting for any women in the WWE to do a ladder match for the women's title. Just like
Well, I'm always about ladder matches, especially when it comes to the ladies, because they bring it.
And there's a lot happening right now in the women's division. So I mean, look on the show that we're on right now. So there's a lot happening for women in the company. So you just never know anymore. You know, we had the first women's Money in the Bank, and I'm sure like 5 years ago, no one would have thought that was going to happen. Exactly. And look at us now. Now people are even talking about the women having their own brand. You know. So you just don't know anymore, and that's the cool thing about this.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, everybody watched Glow, right, for instance? I mean, I'm talking back in the day, and then also Glow on Netflix. There is a market for this. There is a niche for it, and there is a hunger for it. And speaking of hunger, one of my favorite moves, obviously it was Jazzy that did it. it was when she tags in and the crowd just exploded, and it's her versus Marty Bell, and Marty's like, you know, I kind of don't want to be here anymore. And then Jazzy just does the spinning back fist thing against her, and then like just kind of launches her into the middle turnbuckle.
So awesome.
I was like, oh, then this is like a video game, but no, it's real life.
Yes. I think you should be the leader of the Jazzy fan club, BTW.
No, this woman. I want her on the mic. I want her in a cabal. I'm telling you, she's going to destroy people. And just her presence alone.
I have a feeling her mic skills are probably, like, awesome.
She has a look that can't be replicated, and that's the thing. Not everyone can have the look that she has, so I think that's why the fans are, like, attracted to her. You know, she brings something different to the table.
Exactly, and I think this is what we need now. I mean, yes, we had Nicole Bass, we had Chyna, we had Beth Phoenix, and now we need a Jazzy. We have Nia Jax, too, and I think this is something that they're missing. We need... There's a lot of strong men in this company, and I feel like we need a lot of strong women too. And it started off with Chyna and Nicole Bass. So
nice point there.
Yes, I'm very excited that women, and even in bodybuilding women, you know, so powerful. Yeah, I liked it with this particular match that the crowd started booing the faces. Like when anytime Santana was getting, she was getting some serious kicks in. I mean, talk about aerobics and gymnastics and just everything in like a very awesome package. And she had a cape on, so that was great. I liked it when she came out with her cape. But yeah, booing the faces and cheering the heels. I was like, that's not the way that this works, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Of course, Jazzy ends up getting the win for the heels. It was awesome. And then Triple H comes out, and the crowd just starts chanting, please sign Jazzy. Please sign Jazzy. He's like, hey, y'all, you did this during the Cruiserweights. This cost me too much money. You need to stop. But it was, yeah, and he basically thanked the universe for making this possible.
Well, Jazzy's worth a lot of money, so.
Yes. I wouldn't mind seeing her on Raw, like, next week. Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
Anywhere. Although,
they'd probably grab her for SmackDown.
I feel like if I were Jazzy, I would have been like, inside, like, my soul, I would have been like, yes, you guys, keep going, keep here. Yeah. Let the bosses hear it. I want to get hired, you know?
I feel like she's, like, very sweet, like, in the background, like, very, like, warm, motherly-like. And then in the ring, she's very, like, strong, Wonder Woman woman.
A little bit of Mount Fiji in there.
Double woman on that one.
Double woman.
I gotta think, too, even if they don't get signed to the WWE, this is a great platform for them because now, say if they were getting paid a certain amount, social media plays a huge role. So now these people that are down for Jazzy definitely have been following her. And so now she can use that as a draw and as an attraction. So, like, not only she probably came with the following to begin with, but now she has a huge, a bigger following.
Heck
so,
yeah. Like, she's got a fan in me.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't guess that one.
No. Well, I keep it pretty low key, you know.
With the hashtag, please sign Jazzy.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
It's fine.
Yeah. And the actual episode, this little special attraction episode, ends on a women's wrestling chant. So,
yes. I also want to add to this match is Tessa Blanchard did amazing in this match.
She did.
Okay. So, I have a quick story. I was at the bar wrestling and I was able to see Candice LeRae versus Tessa. And seeing Tessa wrestle live changes everything. She's so young. I believe she deserves a damn contract. Watching that match just made me realize this is why I love women's wrestling. Because they go out there every night. They give it their all. Mm-hmm. And knowing... And just so much has happened. I want to add to this. Shayna was actually at bar wrestling. Mm-hmm. Got a little scared of her. But she was very nice. Very, very nice. And one moment was Candice actually gave Tessa a sleeper hold and was mocking Shayna. It was hilarious. Everyone was into it. Shayna was into it. And I'm not going to break the fourth wall, guys, because there's no need for that in this situation because we all want a visual and how amazing these women are inside the ring. But witnessing somebody that you watch on TV live, it's so different.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, it's like things with a live theater or live improv. It's always better when you're in the room.
And I believe Tessa, I want her to get signed, and I believe she'll be the next star, the next herself. Because I don't want to call her the next person because you can't compare.
Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that brings us to the finale, episode 9. Oh, we're here. Yeah, it's Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler versus the high-flying sensation, Kairi Sane. It was live from Vegas with Renee Young, and we actually started off with a red carpet coverage where it was a variety of special guests.
Gosh, everybody.
Just about everybody. Yeah. I mean, we had three of the four horsewomen of wrestling. Mm-hmm. I believe we had two or three of the four horsewomen of MMA. Yeah. We had ladies from GLOW, the Netflix show, and a variety of different people. Ronda Rousey was quoted as saying, "Mae Young is filled with women making space for themselves."
Yes.
Love it. And then Charlotte was like, you know, I'm a little jealous of this competition. Yeah. Totally understand why. Yeah. What did you feel about some of the red carpet coverage? Or
well, something I want to add is we got a Mae Young Barbie doll.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Oh,
just
released today. I want that Barbie doll, and I'm old. You know? Well, I'm not old, but I'm there.
You can get it.
I mean, there's no age limit for toys.
But, you know, I want that Mae Young Barbie doll. And whenever I get that, I ain't going to open that. Because that is just That's sad.
Just going to have it in the box.
It's one of those Barbies or like one of those collectibles mm-hmm. you just cannot open. But just being able to watch it live, that Kathy Kelly was able to have the conversation with Stephanie McMahon on Facebook Live, and Stephanie McMahon was able to give us that gift mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to tell us that we got a Mae Young Classic. And they did it within 6 days. They created that Barbie doll within 6 days.
Nice. I believe we have little parts of videos that we're going to see. We're not going to see the full one because you can go on WWE.com and see it for yourself.
So this is the girls from GLOW, and I actually know little Cherry Bang. And it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I was watching her on her Instagram feed. It's... She's like such a crazy athlete. She was posting so much. I don't know. I think this was her first WWE match.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm going to, when I see her again, I'm actually going to tweet her. I'm going to text her and see if she's interested. Because she's like athlete, former track star. She went pro. She did lingerie football. She's done CrossFit. Mm-hmm. Almost the same as Bianca. Actually, pretty much the same as Bianca Belair. So nice. I don't know. She's looking at kind of moving over to wrestling for real.
Yeah, well,
so.
Well, because we were at the same red carpet event, mm-hmm. I interviewed her for, GLOW, for GLOW on Netflix, and she seemed all about it.
Oh,
like,
anything
it
athletic.
Was like she had the wrestling bug.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, mm-hmm. I have no problem with seeing you on my screen.
She's awesome.
Just bring that in.
And I like how they mentioned that they're filming right now for the second season.
Yeah.
So, and shout out to Kyrie Stevens, who is our fellow AfterBuzzer here, too, who is on the panel of GLOW and is on Ringside Pop with Dale. So,
give a shout out to that. Dale Show. There were a lot of people in the audience. We had Alundra Blaze, Beth Phoenix, obviously. So, this was extremely well attended. The commentators were the same, too, that we've had this entire time. It was Hall of Famer Lita and Jim Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Let's just talk about it then.
Well, I like that Asuka was in the audience.
Yeah, Asuka was there.
When they show that, I'm like, dream match. But you know what?
Yeah, we have the Empress of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane. So Shayna Baszler, this entire competition, she has defeated via submission. So she blew through Candice LeRae, Mia Yim, Zayda, and her mentor, Mercedes Martinez. And she's also weighing in 50 pounds heavier and 6 inches taller, mm-hmm. let alone, 16 years of MMA experience?
Dave and Goliath,
on top
for sure.
On top of Kyrie. Kyrie has defeated, at this point, Toni Storm, Bianca Belair, Dakota Kai, and third-generation wrestler Tessa Blanchard.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, she's a high-flying sensation. She takes a high risk, and she has tools in her toolkit that you don't even know until she needs to use it,
mm-hmm.
which we actually found out here. So, Lillian Garcia was the ring announcer, and I really like that only one will rise to greatness and become the winner of the inaugural Mae Young Classic.
Mm. Yeah, you don't remember second place.
Yeah.
I think that I really liked it that they added that extra touch with Lillian Garcia, by the way. She, she killed it. I was like, Lillian, I was like, there's a reason why there's not another Lillian here. But, essentially, she just kind of brought it back where it's like, yes, this is a big deal just as a reminder to everybody here. And then what I really liked was the looks on Shayna's face. She kind of you can tell she had that moment where she was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. And Kyrie, I think Kyrie was just like, I'm ready to kill you right now. Because she didn't respond the same way. And you would think that it would have been the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. And honestly, for me, I thought this match was a lot better than I had expected it to be. Mm. And, it wasn't obviously that long, but it was longer than I expected it to be. I know I'm saying that double, but for some reason I thought it was going to be shorter. But then as it started going and it started getting better and better. And then towards the end, the crowd was so into it. And you actually thought that Kyrie was probably going to lose at some point. And I love the story that they told in this match. And overall, I think it was a good way to end the tournament.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was Kairi Sane matches, each one of them has told a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Each one is kind of like an epic novel, and this one did not disappoint me.
Yeah,
it
she
really
closed
didn't.
The chapter on this one.
Yeah. I mean, it was believable. I enjoyed the selling that Shayna did. It was great. I mean, when it started off and they're just, trading grappling and counters and stuff, I've got you in a submission. Oh, no, wait, I've got you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, wow, this is a really great way for them to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that Shayna would just keep on going after that elbow, kind of like what Toni Storm did. Right. Mm-hmm. But those double wrist locks, it was, oh yeah, I'm getting flustered just thinking about it. It's like I was like holding my hand, like no.
Oh, you're one of those people like you duck.
Like no, ooh, it's like stop. I don't need that.
I felt the opposite way. I went in like. And I'm that type of person that I always like to know the ending of things. Like, I'm the person who reads the back of the book first. I'm just very weird. Mm-hmm. And I actually felt like Shayna was going to lose. So it kind of left me, like, expecting it. And when it, like, it was just like, okay, well, she's doing all this. This is great. And I don't know why I had that feeling, but, it happened. And I'm just like, okay. Like, it was a great match. It was an amazing match. But I just, mm-hmm. it kind of took away that, you know, element. Like, who's really, like, who's going to win? How is this going to play out? And I don't know why I felt that way, but, you know, in this particular case, I didn't really like the fact that I kind of knew and I was right about it.
Didn't you kind of feel that way throughout the entire tournament, though? I think we always kind of knew that it was going to be Kyrie, though.
I mean, I know that.
Well, that's why, yeah, that's why I strongly hoped. But I was reading a lot of articles, and a lot of articles were saying that they thought Shayna, they felt that the company was pushing Shayna towards mm-hmm. it. So, I don't know. It just felt like it's too soon. Kyrie has way more experience. She has, you know, just... Shayna has a little bit more to go. And Kyrie, you put her on NXT, which is happening.
Yes.
Like, she's good. She's solid. So,
yeah,
it just kind of took away a little bit of that, you know, zest. Like, oh, man, I already know who's the winner. It's like, oh.
Well, I'm one of those people that even if you tell me the ending, I'm still enjoying the journey. Mm-hmm. So, it's just like, I really enjoyed, like, for instance, like, how Shayna was... kind of dominating, like that one high kick that she did that just knocked Kyrie into mm-hmm. primary school mm-hmm. where she had to roll out of the ring. Mm-hmm. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like you heard, it was the kick heard around the world
yeah.
kind of a deal. And I particularly loved that when Kyrie went up to the top rope and she was going to do her, you know, Superman punch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Shayna, it's a trap, Baszler, wrapped her into that rear neck sleeper. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, oh, wow. Well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is all she wrote. And it looked like to me that Kyrie even kind of, you know,
on the shoulder.
It kind of seemed like,
yeah.
And then a switch like flipped. And she started going for those sore ribs that she mm-hmm. had already, you know,
bruised up.
And see, that's the good part because they were kind of building up to that the entire tournament. That's how we saw Shayna win pretty mm-hmm. much all of her matches. So at this point, that's the part that made it look like the second that Kyrie did not tap out to that, that was like, okay, Kyrie is literally going to win this and she is above what Shayna has been doing in order to win her matches. Yeah. So that was the moment where I was like, oh no, because I was rooting for Kyrie. I was like, oh no, don't tell me this is going to happen. I was like, please, Lord, no. And then it didn't. And I did fall for that moment where her hand kind of just glazed and I was like, is she, yeah. what's happening here?
Yeah.
And
is she tapping out? It's like, yeah. Kyrie, no.
Exactly.
It felt like she was, when it first started, like she's training. It's almost like you're chopping a tree. The tree's way bigger than you weigh, mm-hmm. you know, you can't just chop it in one straight. And the moment she hit the ribs, you can just,
yeah.
and you kind of see the story building, which is the good thing, which is also why I knew, I was like, okay, well, this is what's going to happen. But you kind of saw it building, and it was a good, that one part with the choke was just, okay, what's going to happen now?
It's like, oh, how's yeah. she going to get out of this?
But it was great yeah. storytelling on both their parts. Shayna did really, she sold it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she sold it as much as she could given her ability.
Yeah. I mean, she's a rookie, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. she's gotten this far. I mean, that MMA wrestling background and, you know, training with Josh has got to bring in a lot.
Yeah.
You know, with that. Yeah. But
I do want to add something real quick mm-hmm. Back to what Denise said about Lillian. I feel personally, no offense to anybody, announcers, you guys are all great. I feel like this had to be Lillian Garcia's time when it comes to announcing. Everyone else is great at announcing, but when you hear something big like this, I hear Lillian Garcia's voice, and I am so glad she was able to do it because just sometimes you just miss someone's ring announcing, and mm-hmm. they come back in, and it feels like old times, and mm-hmm. it felt good. Mm-hmm. It felt good. And one moment that really, like, gave me an ow was when Shayna just pretty much backed down her arm and was just stomped on it. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if that hurt her elbow, her hand. Ouch.
Yeah, it was a solid hit. It was one of those times where I was just like, no.
And then you see Ronda Rousey like getting a little emotional, like, come on, come on. Like she was rooting for her girl. And then you see WWE women, like,
Bailey's been there every night.
Bailey, Charlotte, Becky, Summer Rae, hey girl, you know, like, you know, Asuka, like, they were just, like, going, like, cheering for WWE, Kairi Sane, like, I think this was a perfect place to have it, and the crowd was so into it.
Yes.
So did anybody here in our panel, did you guys actually think that Shayna was going to win this?
Because I had a slight moment. She was.
When she was in the rear neck sleeper, yeah. I was just like, wow.
It's done.
Are you talking about in the match or just overall?
Just like overall, not in terms of the match, though. Like the match itself, there was a few moments where I was like, okay. But I'm saying like before the match, because like, I know you had said that you were reading articles that people were saying that they were going to probably push Shayna all the way to the moon.
Yeah.
And then I saw it like completely different. So that's what I was trying to wonder, like, did you guys think that? Because I never saw Shayna winning this.
Yeah, neither did I. And I think the reason being is if you take a totally different example, take Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. They were in a boxing match.
Yes.
Like, in reality, you can't, like, how it happened. Floyd Mayweather has been boxing since he was, like, 7. So the likelihood of McGregor beating him was...
very low.
Very low.
Very.
So I think even in this context, even though Shayna's really good, she's still
She'll get much better, but
she's a rookie, and she's coming from a UFC background. So I feel like it'd almost be... if she did win, it'd almost be...
like a slap in the face.
A slap in the face to somebody who's dedicated their life to wrestling.
Not only that, it would, like... no offense to Shayna, because... freaking give her props for this.
Yeah, she got in that match and she held her own.
Yeah, and you can tell by the crowd that people were behind Kairi. A lot of people were behind Shayna. But at the end of the day, this is a wrestling match. And in reality, if you want to get all deep, you know, 100% into it, this is a women's wrestling match versus a UFC fighter. WWE is not going to let, no offense, a UFC fighter win a wrestling match unless there's a lot of money involved. And you're the most known person in the world.
See, I saw it differently. I didn't see it like that because I feel, but I saw it more as this tournament had to make a star. And yes, Kairi had all of this buzz around her, you know, going in, but even then she still wasn't, you know, per se a WWE star. So I feel like the goal of this tournament should be to make a star from someone that we don't know. That's why I was personally rooting for someone like Toni Storm or Santana or Kairi because I knew that these women had, this was the opportunity for them to become a star, and this was an opportunity for the company to make a star in order to have someone up there that could eventually go up against Sasha, Alexa Bliss, and, you know, be on the same level and always have the, I won the Mae Young Classic tournament, therefore I am up here even though you've been on this roster for a longer period than I have.
Yeah, and then also elevate awareness of women's wrestling as it is, you know, like with these indie fighters and then people that are, like, for instance, Zayda, where it's like, that was her first match.
Right.
Her first wrestling match happened televised.
So I want to point this out. I think because Nixon was supposed to be in this tournament, but she got injured. And I was very disappointed because I was really wanting her to come.
And then another thing, too, with Shayna, that's a little bit different. Like, for instance, there are some wrestlers I didn't hear about until this classic. Shayna I knew about. And there's probably a lot of people who knew of Shayna, given UFC fighter and everything else that she's her performance, that are now watching the Mae Young Classic. Mm-hmm. So for WWE's standpoint, it's good on them because now they're bringing more people who wouldn't have necessarily watched. They might have watched it once in a while, but because Shayna has a name, especially with that attachment to Ronda, now they're bringing in new people. And now people who might not have watched it, and especially you get to watch it live, because that was the changing point for me. When I saw it live, I was like, all right, this is I'm committed. That makes sense. So I think it made sense to have the two of them in the finals. And I believe if you looked at episode 1, I predicted
that. Yeah, it goes both ways because we all know there's fans that are just UFC fans. And then there's fans that are just WWE fans. And then there's those people that like both. And it's the same thing. Like whenever they have, like, for example, when they had CM Punk, you know, they brought along a lot of people that don't necessarily watch UFC and they just wanted to see CM Punk, you know, wrestling related. So I feel like it goes both ways in terms of that.
Wrestling brings everybody together.
It really does.
It brings reality TV stars.
Fighting in general. Yeah.
When it just crosses the genres, that's when it really shines.
And they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Talking about what I mentioned earlier with the toolkit and then how we saw more from Kairi than we we have ever had. And I believe I mentioned it before, where she seems to be like this wrestler that can mold her style around whoever her opponent is. And then she pulls out what she needs when it's called for. So, for instance, when she went to the top rope and Shayna's boot met her there. Mm-hmm. This is close to the end. And then Shayna got her in that double wrist lock up at the top rope. And then Kairi headbutted her for the trouble. That was, maybe the third or fourth headbutt that we had seen this entire competition. And not only that, she then, tangled her in the Tree of Woe and a double stomp. You know, Finn Balor and Dakota Kai have been doing that. Uh-huh. So it's I love how she's just, there's so much more it's to
arsenal.
Her. And I'm really looking forward to, for those that don't know, I think we already covered it. Kairi won.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have a video seriously. Of her getting the flowers if you want to ship
them. Sorry if we spoiled that for you guys.
Spoiler. Yeah. I mean, so much damage happened to Shayna's ribs. I mean, the running forearm into the corner post after Kairi walked the plank. And of course, the diving elbow from the top rope was the ending grace for it. And the thing that I loved, at the top of the match, Shayna did not, shake her hand. The only person's hand she shook was a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. But she did hug the crap out of her. And who doesn't hug Kairi after?
Yeah.
And I think she even said thank you.
Yeah.
I like this because even though she was a certain person during this tournament, after that hug, it kind of gives her a clean slate, So, if we do see her in the future, we kind of see, a new person,
According to Joseph, he says, rumor is Rhonda is training at the same school that Daria did.
Sonya.
That's the rumor, according to Joseph, who's on the live chat. And he's on a lot of the other wrestling shows. So shout out to Joseph.
Cool, thank you. And I believe we have a bit of a video where we have Kairi getting the roses.
She's so cute. Oh, yeah. She's so tiny. I love it. Cheers to the tiny people.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, then after the hug, Shayna even put her hand up in the air.
Well deserved.
Gorgeous.
Well deserved.
Gorgeous moment.
And you know what? Not only that, it shows that this is, I like to watch Japanese wrestling. And
yes,
the women in Japanese wrestling
always mispronounce it, but it's called Perusco or...
I think so.
Please continue.
But it goes to show how the culture of Japanese wrestling is going to WWE. We have Shinsuke, we have Asuka, Tajiri, and then we have Kairi. We have more
people. Akira. You said Tozawa?
So it goes to show different cultures of different backgrounds of wrestling is coming to WWE, and everybody knows WWE is known as the big leagues, and it's just very good to see more Japanese people are coming to WWE because we get to see their styles.
Yes, and that difference in wrestling just makes everything stronger.
Yeah,
because then you have veterans learning new tricks and then putting their own spin to it. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely fantastic. But talking about Asuka, so we know Asuka, there was a vacant NXT Women's Championship. We also know that it was broken by ESPN. Mm-hmm. That Kairi Sane will be competing for that NXT championship. She'll be doing that at NXT TakeOver Houston, which is November 18th.
And I think we predicted it. Some of us predicted that.
I'm sure if we go back over the tape, I believe we all did.
Yeah.
But
I think she's going to compete
against? I'm thinking Ember Moon.
Yeah.
Roxy. Will it be one-on-one or will it be, multi-women?
But how is this going to play out? Because
exactly,
are they going to do a story? Or are they going to be like, okay, Ember Moon has been trying to fight it for so long, and we know how Ember Moon is such a great athlete.
Right.
Is she going to be up front for the title?
It can go either way, because if she gets the title, then everybody else in the roster can go against her, because we've been doing all this work, and you just came in. So it could be that way, or it could be okay, you think you're going to come in, and get this. No, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But then Kyrie has the argument of, I beat 32 other women, right. You know, and I'm here. How many women have you beat right. over yeah. the past, whatever?
And then
whatever.
You beat Kyrie, and then you get the belt. It's like, nah, this is NXT. That's not how we do it.
And actually, I heard that.
Clearly, I would be a heel, for sure. Clearly.
Actually, I heard Kyrie has really good English.
Yeah, somebody just posted yeah. that on the live chat. They said she has really, really good like, English, and I think a lot of people thought she couldn't speak English.
Yeah, oh, I think they should have given her the opportunity to show yeah. that.
Well, yeah, just you know, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. There you go. And she might have really great English, but maybe she's more comfortable in Japanese. So maybe that's why yeah, her true. You know, promos were in Japanese. I mean,
or maybe because the WWE Network is in Japan now. So maybe they needed her to speak in Japanese for the Japanese fans.
And then also, she can, so why not?
Yeah, why not?
So there's that. But yeah. See what else here. So, yeah, so Asuka's on Raw. So that's great. She held the title for 523 days, yeah, only vacated because of the collarbone injury. Yeah, her versus Ember Moon. But apparently she's, you know, healing well.
That fight was so amazing.
Yeah,
I wish it was a surprise to everybody. I was a little disappointed that they showed the promo. I'm like, oh, I really wanted a surprise.
Well, it was more of a surprise of like, was she going to SmackDown or Raw? I'm right. glad she's going to Raw because Raw needs it. I mean, SmackDown women's, yeah. they've got it.
They're killing
I
mean, it.
Yeah,
but
Raw
yeah.
women's, yeah, they need it. So I'm happy to have her. It's gonna yeah. be a blast for me on Mondays.
Oh yeah. Because yeah. she's going to be wrestling people. Well, she's wrestled all of them. So, like, I can't really say she's going to be start wrestling new people. No, yeah. she's
beating well, hopefully all Mickey them. James get in there, too. So yeah. I'd love that. So Mickey James and Asuka
again.
Action.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that we want to add on to this finale, you know, red carpet coverage, just this journey, as it were?
I just think overall, you know, huge thanks to the WWE for doing this. I feel like not only was – I feel like – even the community that was everybody that was watching was so respectful and excited to see these different kind of women, these different women. And I think everybody just had fun with it, you know, like even mm-hmm. though like, you know, some people may argue like, oh, some of these matches weren't the greatest or whatever. You know, the point is we got to see such a variety of women mm-hmm. and it was fun to see all of them together and do different stuff. And I'm excited to find a conclusive list of who the 16 women are that we're gonna get, you know, yeah, hired. Like, I can't yeah. wait to see. Like, it's like a game, you know?
Oh, yeah, there's like different articles all over the place. There's one article that says 9, the other one that says 2. So, y'all who came for me, I'm just looking at the articles. So
it hasn't been confirmed yet yeah. anywhere officially. So, I think that's also cool. Maybe I don't know if they'll do it one by one or all at yeah. once, you know?
Well, there's a definite 3 because you have Bel Air, you have, oh my gosh, well. No,
Shayna and
Jazzy. Jazzy's been signed.
Has
right? Yeah.
I
see? I feel like.
See, I heard it was just Shayna and Kyrie.
Maybe I've been looking at those same
articles. And I heard Shayna was it.
Okay, and I heard Shayna yeah. and Kyrie, so
I
believe.
It's a wreck.
Well, Dakota Kai has because she was on NXT yeah. today.
So there's like, yeah, what, so, four? Yeah. There's probably about 5 girls yeah, who are on NXT.
If you follow some of the women on social media, they're already, half of them are already in Florida. Yeah, so we kind of know where you at.
So probably about 5, give or take.
A lot of them have added WWE to their Twitter handle.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah.
I would do that fast.
Yeah. You said some little shade there.
Wait, what?
Okay, never mind.
What?
No, it's good.
Oh, I was like, what?
We're good.
All right, but yeah, thank you for going on this with us.
I mean, yeah, thanks for the journey.
This was fantastic. And I really love this tournament. I hope we are going to have another one next year.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It sounded like they were setting up for another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't do the Cruiserweight yet. They haven't done another Cruiserweight Classic or a Dusty Rhodes Classic yet.
Okay, but
so hopefully we do it in May, guys.
It doesn't have to be in line. They can just put another one in there for
next month. No. All right, I'm okay with it.
But yeah, Anissa, go ahead and put yourself over.
Yes. So you guys could follow me at Anissa Barr, and I'm on social media with XPOP12360. So if you see me posting on Instagram or Facebook, that's me. So, and this was a fun journey. This really was. It just shows, it goes to show how long we've come, especially in the women's division of us growing up watching it in the Attitude Era where some of us were allowed to watch the women, but some of us, you know what I mean? It's just like,
fair enough.
What, you know? Yeah, good times.
TK.
According to Joseph, he says, Abby, Reyna, Zeta, Tanya, Dakota, and Lacey.
Zeta, really?
Yeah, that's according to Joseph.
Okay.
On the live chat.
Lacey's already in it.
You're like, if it's wrong, blame Joseph.
Just saying. I'm just, you know, it's here. Anywho, like I said, lots going on in the world. If you do want to give, make sure you go to redcross.org/hurricane relief. Like I said, there was a hurricane in India, the earthquake in Mexico, hurricanes in the U.S., also in the Caribbean. Some of the islands were decimated. So if you want to give, definitely go there. And you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad, and you can watch me on TMZ. And I'm also writing for uprocks.com.
Okay. Denise Salcedo.
Alrighty. You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at @_DeniseSalcedo. And if you guys want to see some really silly videos, you guys can also follow me on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Denise Salcedo.
And I'm Markeia McCarty. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram as MarkeiaMccarty. And then also I do the WWE Raw After Show on Mondays, and that is at 9 p.m., 9 to 10 o'clock. So might as well join us there. And then also if you like... Yes. If you like your Marvel nerdiness in afternoon package, I do Marvel movie news at Popcorn Talk, and that is 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. So, and unfortunately, I don't do anything Wednesdays at 7 p.m. anymore, but we're happy that you joined us while you did.
I almost forgot that this was it.
This was it. Yeah.
Until
oh my God, literally.
Yeah. Until next time, ladies. Yes, it was a pleasure. It was a and pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.